We begin our second set of news items with the reason part of Norwich Castle has been closed. Museum bosses revealed toxic mould is the reason the castle dungeons are off limits to visitors. The reopening of the jails at Norwich Castle was delayed due to the discovery of the fungus in August last year. They have been closed to the public for more than 5 years, with much speculation as to when they will reopen. Norwich Museum Service now say they aim to allow visitors to return to the dungeons in early spring. Norwich Museums told City Hall in a meeting in September that the opening of the dungeons had been delayed due to the discovery of toxic mould. After an initial unsuccessful attempt at battling the mould, Norwich Museums say that they have had the dungeons professionally cleaned and taken steps to prevent more problems arising. A spokesman from Norwich Museums said, "We're pleased to share that the much-loved dungeons experience at Norwich Castle will return very soon."
A clothing shop that closed after nearly 50 years of business is being transformed into a new boutique store. Ginger, an independent women's wear store in Timber Hill, shut its doors for good more than 8 months ago after 46 years in the city. Now, Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity has revealed it is opening a new shop at the site, stocking a range of designer clothes and bric-a-brac. Hugo Stevenson, head of fundraising and communications, said, "Timber Hill is in the heart of the city. The store will offer a more boutique shopping experience. We will have a range of designer items and high street brands you won't find elsewhere. I hope the shop works with the trend of people wanting to buy those finer items at a reasonable price. It's a one-stop shop. Customers will be able to buy a fine dress on the ground floor and pick up a teapot on the first floor." The shop will replace Ginger, which was one of Norwich's longest established businesses. It is set to open on January the 30th and will be the charity's 9th store in Norfolk.
Fresh concerns have been raised about the future of Norwich's walk-in health centre and a service for vulnerable people, after health bosses picked new providers to run them. Health chiefs are close to awarding a contract to run the Rouen Road walk-in centre, the next door GP practice, and city branches in Beechcroft and Old Palace Road. The company on the brink of getting the contract is Buckinghamshire-based Chilvers and McRae Limited. But the councillors are concerned that they are part of a health group which was previously the focus of a BBC Panorama probe. And the Vulnerable Adult Service Inclusion Hub, based in Westwick Street, which provides support for people with complex needs, including homeless people, is due to be awarded to Yorkshire-based One Medicare. The decisions by the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Board, ICB, followed a competitive tendering process. But councillors were told a request has been made for the award of the Vulnerable Adult Service contract to be called in by Health Secretary Wes Streeting. They were not told who had made that request, which could lead to Mr. Streeting intervening, but councillors and watchdog Health Watch are seeking reassurances over what the impact of the contract changes will have on patients. A matter was discussed at a meeting of Norfolk's Health Overview Select Committee, made up of representatives from Norfolk's councils.
20 Norfolk care homes and the council-owned company which runs them are on the brink of being sold to a private healthcare company. Norfolk County Council had invited care providers to express their interest in taking on 20 care homes run by the council's own Norse Care Company, with the contract to run the homes expiring this March. And at a meeting later this month, the authority's Conservative cabinet is due to agree to sell them to Stowe Healthcare Group based in Bury St Edmunds. Council leaders said the sale of the care homes, which have more than 480 beds, would lead to better quality care and the best value for Norfolk taxpayers. But critics branded the move as asset stripping and said it was motivated not by a desire to improve quality of care, but to rid council-owned company Norse, which runs a number of other companies and services in Norfolk and beyond, of their debts. The council has not revealed how much will be generated by the sale to Stowe Healthcare Group, which was itself bought by London-based CGen Care Group last summer. Under the terms of the sale, the homes themselves, which belong to the county council, would be sold, along with the Norse Care Company. The council says residents in the homes would remain in them, and Norse Care staff would transfer over to the new company.
A Norwich-based digital pharmacy is among Britain's fastest-growing tech businesses, new research has revealed. Evaro, based in Beauthorpe, ranked 29th in the Sunday Times 100 Tech Companies list 2026, generating sales of £12.1 million in 2025, with its revenue increasing 110% a year over the past 3 years. Alongside providing treatments for more than 80 conditions directly to patients online, Evaro's technology integrates into websites of partner companies, enabling them to provide pharmacy services. The company was established in 2018 by pharmacist Oscar Venbar, 38, and his wife Turia Venbar, 32, an accident and emergency doctor who came to Britain from Iraq as an asylum seeker in 1999. Last year, Evaro struck a deal with Love Honey, the adult toy and lingerie retailer, allowing it to offer free NHS contraception online. The Sunday Times 100 Tech ranks the UK fastest growing privately owned hardware and software tech companies on the growth of their annual revenues, averaging over 3 years. The companies grew on average by 128% a year for their past 3 years to revenues of £3.7 billion.
And here's a really positive story for those suffering with visual impairment. Two women from Norfolk have had their lives transformed by sight-restoring surgery after becoming the first patients to benefit from a pioneering two-for-one corneal transplant procedure. The operations were carried out at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital by consultant ophthalmologist Mr. Christian Gunasekera, who divided one single donated cornea, allowing two patients to benefit from the life-changing surgery. Mr. Gunasekera said, "With a national shortage of donor corneas, it is vital that we use every donated gift as effectively and safely as possible. By treating more than one patient from a single cornea, we can help more people regain their sight." One of the patients, 58-year-old Janet Robertson, underwent surgery on her left eye after losing her sight following a severe herpes simplex eye infection in 2020. "When the dressing came off the day after my operation, for the first time in years, I could see the shape of a tree. It was quite emotional." The cornea was used later the same day to treat a second 87-year-old patient who lost sight in her right eye after suffering glaucoma and complications following a cataract surgery.